I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside. Study, I said, study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Alan Chartok. Located in Saratoga Springs, the wonderful Cafe Lena is the oldest continually running coffee house in the whole United States. Tomorrow, my band, the Berkshire Ramblers, will play a Halloween hootenanny at Cafe Lena with all proceeds donated to the cafe. Championing folk songs of the old style, the Berkshire Ramblers always donate their performance to help causes and places dear to our hearts. Here to talk a little more about tomorrow's performance and everything else going on at Cafe Lena, we welcome director of Cafe Lena, that's two F's in Cafe, Sarah Craig, and Lena board member and Berkshire Rambler, multi-instrumentalist, phenomenal friend of this radio station, one of the greatest guys in the whole world, Michael Eck. Thank you both for joining us today.
Well, thank you, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
We love Cafe Lena. We really do. It's just a phenomenal place. And, you know, when you think about WAMC and institutions like WAMC, there's Cafe Lena. And we want to do everything we can to help this thing stay alive. Sarah, was it ever really in danger?
I think that it was in danger, certainly right after Lena passed away in 1989, very unexpectedly. There was a rough transitional period for a few years there until the venue found its identity that it has today, which is still a venue that breaks out new bands, that keeps traditional bands going, and yet it's not run by one person, it's run by a huge community of people. It's not just Lena's vision anymore, although that's at the heart of what we do, but it's a big body of volunteers. It's just a lot of people all around the country rooting for it to continue because it's such a precious tradition.
Yeah, you know, we have Arlo's Church over in Great Barrington. The people of Saratoga have Lena. Mm-hmm. And I'll bet, you know, if you said to snap your fingers at anybody and said, name an institution in Saratoga, you'd get Spackle, right? But you'd certainly get Lena and a large number of lips.
Yep, I would agree with that. And I think that we got that demonstrated when we came out with the results of the Cafe Lena History Project last fall when we produced a beautiful coffee table book and a set of CDs of historical recordings. And the people who took notice of that were the New York Times and Time Magazine and People Magazine and Rolling Stone. And they knew what Cafe Lena was.
That's great. Yeah. Michael, what do you have to say for yourself?
You know, I've been involved with Cafe Lena on a number of different levels as a board member, as a performer, as an attendee, as a supporter. I first went there and saw Rory Block when I was probably still in my late teens. I've been going there for 30 years. I've been playing there for 25. I've been on the board for about 8. And it's just incredibly dear to my heart. There truly is something special about the place itself. And kind of like a church, there's something special about the people that make it up. And you feel that when you go in there, either as a listener or as a performer. It's very interesting. You know, I've had the great good luck to be on both sides of the stage, and I can feel that presence in each way. And, you know, the famous names, you've got the Bob Dylan, the Pete Seegers, but there's so many great performers that have come through there who've gone on to become legends like Gary Davis and Skip James and others who've just sort of played the open mic, but they all have a sense of the enduring history of what this place is. And I think that makes it pretty magic.
Well, part of the magic is that it's not that big a place. It's relatively small, so when you're there, you have a real sense of intimacy. You're basically on the stage with the people who are performing. I think a lot of people get the idea that it's somehow, you know, a big, big place. It's not, which is why, for example, for our thing that we're doing with the Berkshire Ramblers, Mike, you're in it, I'm in it, and we have such fun doing it. We can hardly get on the stage.
It's true.
About, overflowing.
There are about 9 of us.
Yeah.
It's true. And I think that if it were only its history, it might not have lasted. But the fact is that, like Michael said, every time you go in, there's this kind of magical atmosphere. And people are so close to their audience that they're putting on some of the best shows of their lives. Yeah. When they're on that stage, they want to do the people who inspired them honor with the excellence of the performance. And they also are looking at their audience right in the eye. And you're just going to do your best job in that situation.
You're so right. Yeah. You know, if we're sitting here right now, maybe talking to 10 or 20,000 people mm-hmm. on the radio, that's different. But when you're in that small-ish confined space, everybody's there together. Mm-hmm. How did you get into this, Sarah?
I actually got into it as a music lover, but more from the side of grassroots activism, to tell you the truth. I had run a peace organization in the Boston area, and the cafe, at the point they were looking for their first executive director, and that was back in 1995, and I loved the community aspect of it. I loved that opportunity to create a space that was what the world should be like, where people can be authentic, where the place is completely on mission. It's not about profit. It's about great shows that make people feel something, that feed their hearts. You don't have to go out on a limb with your politics there. It's just about accepting everybody. And it's a very big tent. There are people from the right, there are people from the left, there are professors, there are janitors, there are teenagers, there are old people, and everybody's mixing together in the audience, on the stage, at the open mic, in the kitchen volunteering their time. It's just exactly the way life should be, and I love being a part of that.
And Michael Eck, what's being a board member like?
Being a board member is a great experience, especially with Sarah at the helm. She's done an incredible job, we all think, and her vision is really what's taken the cafe as far as it's come since Lena passed. One of the things that's very important at the cafe is we honor our history, but people sometimes get confused and think that we're only about the history and we're about what's happening now. We're about mm-hmm. new music and bringing you the best music we can find. So as a musician myself, as a huge...
By the way, I should just interrupt you and tell everybody, you are one of the most talented musicians that I've ever met. I mean, your mastery of so many instruments and your ability to play the way you do is just one of the luckiest things that ever happened to the Berkshire Ramblers, that you've consented to be part of our band as well as so many other bands that you're part of.
Well, I appreciate that, sir, and the Ramblers are a blast, and somehow we'll cram all of us onto that little stage, I promise. But yeah, being a board member, it's been very good for my heart, but it also feels good to be part of this organization. There's a wonderful venue in Brooklyn called Jalopy, and they do education as well as music. It's a really great place. And I was performing down there once as a sideman about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, and I got talking with Lynette, who owns the club, and somehow in the conversation it came up that I was a board member at Cafe Lean, and she said that she and her husband had started Jalopy based on reading the booking policy on the Cafe Lena website. And that's how important Cafe Lena is. It's become a leader in the folk music world. And I think that's a pretty important thing for a little 80-seat joint in Saratoga Springs.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Explain what part of the community of Saratoga Lena is.
That's interesting. That's a little bit of a ball of wax, because we're not sort of viewed in the same way as some of the grand cultural institutions, Saratoga Performing Arts Center, etc. But we are really a fabric, part of the fabric of the city. And one thing we do fight at Cafe Lena, and opportunities like this help us to fight that, is that everyone in the Capital Region, if you polled the Capital Region, everyone's heard of Cafe Lena.
Oh, absolutely.
But they haven't all gone there.
So, Sarah, how are you getting the money you need to run this place? There must be somebody out there listening right now who has a $10,000 check for you, don't you think?
Yeah, and I'd love to meet that person. But frankly, the model that the cafe operates on deserves some kind of prize, and I'm not sure what kind of prize it is. But the fact is that it has continued for 54 years, earning its living in a way that really no other clubs have managed to do. And we do it with a combination of just operating on a shoestring year after year, and everybody's very tolerant of that who's involved in it. But we earn our living. We get a portion of the ticket sales. We sell refreshments. We have members who make a donation each year. And then we have fundraisers like Friday night. And we're going to have a blast on Friday night. We've got a huge band that loves to have the audience sing along. That's what the cafe specializes in. Parkside Eatery, our new neighborhood restaurant on Phyla Street, is donating delicious appetizers. People are going to come to the show and have a good time, and we'll have our coffers refilled for a little while, a few more weeks, and we'll keep doing our music because that's what we do.
And how do you get people? You were implying, or somebody was implying, that you split the gate or something like that when the Berkshire Ramblers are not that kind of a group. We like to do it to help. But
right.
but there are, if a performer comes in, do they get a part of it? Is that how it works?
Yeah, they get the bulk of the ticket sales. We get a smaller portion of the ticket sales. And then the extraneous money that comes in, people eating cake are doing a good deed when they're at Cafe Lena because all those funds help the cafe.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Michael, last ups?
It's a great pleasure. And we recently had Carlene Carter in, and she's going to be going on a tour. She's a member of the original Carter family. You can trace the line right back. Her mother, June Carter Cash, was married to Johnny Cash. So we're talking a really important historical link to the music that inspired Cafe Lena in the first place. She was at the cafe doing brand new songs, so it covered both sides, the history and the newness. And she's going to be going very soon on a national tour with John Mellencamp, where she's going to be playing, as you said before, in front of 10,000, 20,000 people. Where else can you get that experience to see someone like that literally sitting in your lap? After the show, she sat and talked with virtually anybody who wanted to chat with her after the show. It's just a real special feeling to be there.
So, you know, it's so interesting that we have this place where people really can mix, can get involved in it all, and feel part of the scene. And folk music has not always been all of that vibrant lately, and so the fact that you're keeping it going is so important. I personally appreciate it more than I can say.
Well, we appreciate the fact that the person who's in charge of the biggest radio station in the Northeast is a folk music lover, because every single time you have one of your fun drives, and in all the time in between the fun drives, you're talking about Pete Seeger. You're playing your banjo. You're just being a voice for this music that makes people feel so good, and that has inspired so many people to dedicate their lives to music and to good deeds.
Very nice of you to say. However, I have to tell you, part of my passion for all of this comes from the fact that I'm married to a former Lena waitress who was at Skidmore and who absolutely is dedicated to your wonderful institution. And thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.
Cafe Lena, old-fashioned Halloween hootenanny benefit performance from the Berkshire Ramblers will take place tomorrow night at Cafe Lena, that's two Fs, in Saratoga Springs, New York. For more information, visit cafelena.org. That's why I told you about the two Fs, cafelena.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.